Today's shir, Chabura, will be on Esog Shel Arla. And last two shirim we discussed Shitas Rashi and the Ritva, what exactly is considered Bailas B'Yisuri Hana. Rashi said the problem of an Esog Shel Arla, the Gemara tells us first, that Esog Shel Arla is Asur to eat, and it has Ein Bo Din Mamon. I'm not sure, here or downstairs. I don't know if it's here or downstairs. So Ein Bo Din Mamon and Ein Bo Heter Achila, both of those reasons would disqualify Esrog Arla, because Esrog has to be Lachem. You have to own it. You have to have some level bailus. Rashi, since it's Asur B'Achila and Ein Bo Mamon, therefore it's not considered Lachem. And Ritva argued, Ritva said, no, you could still have something that's Asur B'Ana, yet still be considered Lachem, still have bailus. And we discussed a couple shirim on that. So the Ritva had a second answer, a second question on Rashi, a technical one. He said, according to you, Rashi, that Lachem is the reason why Esrog Shel Arla is possible, so then it should only be disqualified on day one. Because Lachem, Lachachtam Lachem B'Yom HaRishon, only on day one is Lachem relevant. The rest of the days, we are not concerned with Lachem, and therefore it should be Mutter. So for that reason, for those two questions, the Ritva says, I'm going to have a different answer, explanation of the reason why Esrog Shel Arla is possible, and that's why, because Kisutei Mechtas Shi'ura. That is a mitzvah, not necessarily a mitzvah, but there's a echiv, I shouldn't say it, not necessarily a echiv, but there's a mitzvah to burn Arla, Shreifas Arla, and therefore, considering it, Kisutei Mechtas Shi'ura, She'ein Lahetel Li'olam, just like in Asherah and Shema Tameh. That's Pshat in the Ritva. So with two, I'm going to show here, what is the reason why Esrog Shel Arla is possible? Is it because Lachem, or is it because Kisutei Mechtas? What Shitas Tosfos? The Shitas Tosfos asks, halfway down Shitas Tosfos in Lefi, Dibur Mas Lefi, he says, V'im Tomar Esrog Shel Arla, typically Dimichles Ashira. Why is the Gemara bringing a reason of Arla because of Lachem? Or why is Rashi explaining Arla is possible because of Lachem? Shin Kisutei Mechtas be enough of a psul? So Tosfos goes on to say that no, you're right, Ein Hachanami Kisutei Mechtas would have been enough of a reason to pasul Esrog Shel Arla, yet the Gemara wanted to teach us another din about Ma'aseh Sheni, and that's why I used the psul of Ein Bo Heter Achila, and therefore Lachem. So, in the end of the day, Tosfos doesn't really argue in Rashi in the lamdas of Lachem, and Bailus. Tosfos agrees that Rashi's understanding of Lachem could have been relevant, and so too, Kisutei Mechtas is irrelevant reason. Both of them are relevant. So he really thinks both of them are applicable here. Again, Rashi thinks it's all about Lachem, and Ritva thinks it's all about Kisutei Mechtas, and Tosfos thinks both of those are good reasons. And the reason why the Gemara focused on Ein Bo Heter Achila and Lachem is to teach us another din, but Kisutei Mechtas would have been a good explanation as well. Jake asked me during Seder this morning what exactly Machlokas is, whether or not you apply Kisutei Mechtas here or not. So there's a great question. I did not want to get into it because I know earlier in the semester you did deal with this earlier in the parak. So I didn't want to get into it. I am not focusing on that aspect. But in terms of here, Esrog Shel Arla, what exactly is the psul? So what's the nafka mina whether or not the reason is Lachem or Kisutei Mechtas? Now, the nafka mina is the Shar Yamim. As we said earlier, that Lachem only applies on day one. L'kachtem Lachem b'yom harishon, the rest of the days is mutter. Kisutei Mechtas would apply the entire week. So in fact, if you look at the Baal Mor, I told you guys to look at the Baal Mor. The Baal Mor says it straight out. The Baal Mor in Yud Zayin Amun Aleph B'Daf Pe'arif, a little more than halfway down by the Aleph, the Ravid's Hasaga Aleph in the Baal Mor, he says, V'shma'inan mina, we learn from this, to Esrog Shel Arla, Shepasel mishum she'ein balo heter achila. Esrog Shel Arla is pasel because it has no achila. Velo heter mamon, there's no heter mamon either. Lo shanu ela b'yom t'rishon. That's only applicable on the first day where we require lachem. Aval b'yom t'vsheni. Kevin de lo ba'ina lachem. You don't need lachem in the rest of the days. Malanu im bo lo heter achila, lo heter mamon. Who cares if it doesn't have a mamon? Who cares if it's not mutter b'achila? So Balmor says explicitly what we're saying, this idea that this is the Nafkamina. The Balmor goes on to say a further chiddush we're not going to focus on. The further chiddush, he says, and extends this idea that Mikan atalamad, from here we learn, l'chol ha-psulim ha-amurim b'mishnah senu, all those psulim listed in the Mishnah, v'ha-amurim b'braisa, u'b'gemara, all those listed, shelo namru el b'yom tov rishon, those only apply to day one. Every single psul listed in the Mishnah, k'damrinam b'esek shenikru akvarim, and he goes on to bring a raya. Tremendous chiddush by the Balmor. Not our issue, it's good to note that he thinks all the psulim apply on day one. Because of this Gemara, by Lachem being the source of Esag Shel Arla, the reason of the Psul. And according to Tosfos, and Tosfos I think alludes to this in the Ritva also, that clearly the Ksusei Mechtas would apply the entire week. So how do we understand the Ritva's question on Rashi was, doesn't the Mishnah apply the Psulim to the entire week? Why is Rashi limiting it to day one? All the other psulim in the Mishnah is shayamim. So the Baal Mor already answered that question. He says, no, the entire Mishnah is actually referring to psulim. All the psulim only apply to day one. Pnei Yeshua answers differently. Pnei Yeshua does not learn like this Baal Mor. The Baal Mor is addressing the question they ask Rashi. Rashi again says, the psul is lachem. If psul is lachem, it should only be possible day one. But the Mishnah seems to say, the Gemara seems to understand the Mishnah, that all the psulim should apply day two also. Why is Rashi limiting it to day one? So Pnei Yeshua just gives two technical reasons, but just it's important to see because he does defend Rashi. She does Rashi here. Pnei Yeshua writes as follows: the end of Dir Mascha Ella LeBar Min Hadin. He says two answers. One answer is he quotes Tosos in the beginning of the Parakhov Testament Beis that in fact. Only by Guzzel, only that applies to the rest of the week. Mitzvah Baba Vera, all the discussion of the Gemara. But the other sections of the Mishnayos, all the other Psulim, actually apply to only day one.
What's the reason for the Guzzel?
A Mitzvah Baba Vera.
So what would the Balmor would say that also?
So the Balmor, I would assume, I didn't see the Balmor what he wrote earlier in the Masechta, so I didn't go into those sugyas. He may agree that it's an exception. Maybe he would agree it's an exception that Guzzel might be the only thing that applies the entire week. Or maybe he rejects that entire Gemara, Mitzvah Baba Avera, and thinks, no, Guzzel also only applies to day one because of Lachem.
See, from that, then, it does apply because he says everything.
Right. From this Balmor, I don't know what he says earlier, but this Balmor, he probably would say, maybe he rejects the understanding of Mitzvah Baba Avera, and Guzzel only pasul mishim Lachem, and therefore only day one. And that would be very similar to Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, Guzzel possible the entire week, everything else is only possible day one. And that's Pshat and Rashi. Rashi doesn't learn like the Ritva. The Ritva thought the Psulim applied the entire week. No. Rashi learns that it only applies to day one. So that's a machok, is generally how you understand all those Mishnah, all the Psulim, whether it's day one or day or all the entire week. Then the Pnei Yeshua says, no, Rashi would actually think the Psul of Esek Shel Arla would apply the entire week. Isn't it Midin Lachem? And Lachem only implies day one. So he gives another technical answer, Lo Plug. Einachanami, despite the fact that Lachem would only apply day one, Chamin didn't mechalik, they didn't distinguish. He said this psul of Esek Shel Arla will imply the entire week. That's the two answers Pnei Yeshua uses to defend Shitas Rashi. He said, I think just like Guzzel and Shaul, they want me mechalik. What?
Gives him to the Ritva.
Yeah,
but you're right, and therefore it must be that we're talking about all seven of these.
Exactly, but it's not because he understands the psul being different. He understands the psul being lachem. But he agrees that, exactly, he gives him to the Ritva, and it applies the entire week, but that's for a technical reason. Exactly. Fine. So that's a nafkamina, whether there is a nafkamina, as you're saying, in the Pnei Yeshua, the 2 days in the Pnei Yeshua. Now you look in the Shita in Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid has a fascinating Shita. He's more interesting for the Sugya of Arlas Chutz La'aretz, which we'll get to the next Sugya. But he asks the same question as Tosfos. Tosfos asks, and the Ritva asks, why the Gemara, as Tosfos at least asks, Gemara says, Ein bo heter achila is the reason why Esek is possible. It's possible midin lachem. And the Tosfos Rid asks also, Why didn't the Gemara choose the reason as Ksusi Mechtas? You have to burn the Arla. You have to burn Shmut Mea, which we didn't get to in the Gemara yet, but we'll get to. That should be the reason why it's Pasul, because of Ksusi Mechtas, not because of the Din of Lachem. That's a Tosus Rid's question. So yeah, answers as follows. I understand why Shmut Mea, you couldn't say Ksusi Mechtas, you had to say Lachem. Shekein Nehenim Misrei Fasul, because as the Gemara we saw already, you could be Nehne from the burning of a Truma Temea. When you burn the Truma Temea, you could put it underneath your boiling pot, use it to help the fire and fuel the fire, so you could be Nehene from it. So we don't really say the Strafest Truma Temea is Ksusei Mechtas. Ksusei Mechtas means it has no purpose, no value to it. It's nothingness. So if you could be Nehene from the Strafest Truma Temea, you don't apply Ksusei Mechtas. And therefore, the Gemara has to bring a different reason. Oh, it must be because Ein Bo Heter Achila, or Ein Bo Din Mamon, has to be Midin Lachem. That's how he explains Shmua Temea. But he's troubled by what about Arla? So Arla is Aser to benefit from the Sreif Asa. And Jake pointed out correctly, if you read the Pnei Yeshua here, the same Pnei Yeshua we read, but the earlier part of it, he mentions that you actually can be Nehne from Arla's, from Sreifa's Arla. So that's a different topic. Maybe we'll do a sugi on that. That might depend on whether Sreifa's Arla is a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah derabanan, whether it's a chiv to do or whether it's only a kim if you decide to do it. The Ritva actually has a line here, everyone quotes the Ritva here later on, for in that sugya, that he says there's only a key mitzvah of Sreifas Arla. There's no chiv. There's no requirement. If you want to, you can, and you've been making a mitzvah. So that might be the understanding. If it's a chiv, Sreifas Arla, it's a requirement to do, so then maybe you would say Ksusei Mechtas, and you can't be Nehene from the Sreifa. But if it's only a kim, there's no chiv. It's only a kim if you want, you can. So maybe it wouldn't be such a strong Sreifa, strong mitzvah, and therefore maybe you would say you could also be Nehene from the Sreifa. That might be pshat in understanding Jake's point. Jake pointed out these two different shitas. But back to Tosfos Rid, he writes that you can't be Nehene from Sreifas Arla. So if you can't be Nehene from Sreifas Arla, then you would assume it's Ksusei Mechtas. It's completely nothingness. And that should be the reason why you can't use Esog Shel Arla. You don't need the Psul of Lachem. So therefore the Tosfos Rid comes up with the Chiddush. He says, you're right, Arla's Sreifas Arla would be Ksusei Mechtas. And that would be a good reason. Our Gemara is from Arlas Chutzlaretz. And the din of Arlas Chutzlaretz is different. And that we'll get to in Mirchus next shir more in depth about that. But he says, She'enu asur ela ba'achila. It's only forbidden to eat Arlas Chutzlaretz. The lo ba'hana, there's no iser hana by Arlas Chutzlaretz. It's mutter to get hana from Arlas Chutzlaretz. And what's his raya? Because the Gemara in Kedushin and Lama Tesam and Av writes, Halacha Moshe Sinai, that Vadai Chutzlaretz, Arlas Chutzlaretz, is aser. If you know for sure that this was grown in the first 3 years in Chutzlaretz, that's aser. If it's suffix, you don't know whether it was or it wasn't, so it's mutter. That's the Halacha Moshe Sinai. And he seems to say, since that's the kula, there's a kula that suffix is mutter, it must be also it's mutter b'hana. He doesn't really say how he derives that idea out. And therefore, since we're talking about Arlas Chutzlaretz, where it's mutter b'hana, there's no sreifa, there's no mitzvah sreifas Arlas Chutzlaretz, so you can't say Ksusei Mechtas by Arlas Chutzlaretz. Therefore, the Gemara has to come up with another reason, Ein Bo Heter Achila, Ein Bo Din Mamon, based on Lachem. That's shot in the Tosfos Rid. And the Tosfos Rid is a tremendous Chiddush, because he says, he one of the only people who says there's a Heter Hana by Arlas Chutzlaretz. And that's again for the next figure. So that's Pshat and Tosfos Rid. Our Gemara is talking about Arlas Chutzlaretz only. If you look now in the Shilta Yagiburim, if you guys saw it, on Yud Zayinam and Aleph, the Daf Harif, he writes differently. He says that Arlas, he says in Os Beis, Posel Afilab Arlas Chutzlaretz, even Arlas Chutzlaretz is Posel. But Valinir, according to me, it seems to me, he writes to Shilta Yagiburim, Shar Arlas Chutzlaretz Yesh Ba Heter Achila. There is a Heter Achila by Arlas Chutzlaretz. Sharei Yochol Hachil Lichatchila Chavera. Lichatchila, it's permitted to feed a friend this Arlas Chutzlaretz. If I grow it in my backyard, an esok tree, in the first 3 years I cannot eat it, but I can give it to my friend to eat. So like, or he says, L'chaveru she'enu makibro, someone you don't recognize, so I guess there's no hana from it. V'lo amru esok tree arla pasal elabar eretz Yisrael. Esrog shel Arla is only possible in Eretz Yisrael. Aval bechutz laaretz, aval nir beinai, fine, but he doesn't say that. But therefore, Arla's chutz laaretz would be permitted, would be mutter for an Esrog. Because since I'm allowed to feed it to somebody else, and they could eat it, that would be considered heter achila, and that would be considered lachem. Which is strange, because lachem means it should be for you. If I can't eat it myself, although I could feed it to somebody else, why would that be considered lachem? Lachem is always to the gavra, to me. So, just to contrast it for a second, Tosas Rid. Tosas Rid says, Arlas Chutz La'aretz. That's the argument is talking about Arlas Chutz La'aretz. Because Arlas Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah sreifa. You can't get hana. It's kesuse mechtas, and that's the reason why Arlas Eretz Yisrael is possible. Arlas Chutz La'aretz, that was the chiddush. The Gemara that teaches Arlas Chutz La'aretz is also possible. Because it's not lachem, I can't eat it. Even though I could get hana from Arlas Chutz La'aretz, I cannot eat it. It's not lachem. It's possible for the Tosas Rid. But Shulti Gibum writes, no. Arlas Chutz La'aretz is kosher. Even though I can't eat it, it's still I could give it to somebody else to eat. So there are, in other words, they both agree Arlas Chutz La'aretz from an Arla perspective. It's asher to eat, but it's mutter to give to somebody else. Asher b'achila, but mutter b'hana. They're arguing, though, about what qualifies as lachem. The Tosas Rid writes, since I cannot eat it, it's not lachem. Lachem has to be for you. But Shulti Gevurim says, it's still considered lachem. Even though I can't eat it, the fact that I could give it to somebody else, that qualifies as lachem. And that's the question, why is that lachem? Lachem is in the gavra, that the person has to be able to eat it, has to be yours. How is the fact that I could give it to somebody else be considered yours?
The last year we had the machlokas how to understand the two machlokas in the Gemara of din heter achila or din mamon. Right, we said heter achila is about the gavra and din mamon is about the chefsa. I'm saying maybe the Shulti Gevurim would say the opposite here. He would say that the din of heter achila could be in the gavra, in the chefsa. I'm sorry, in the chefsa. That since you could feed someone else, therefore in itself is because it could be eaten by someone else. But in regards to you, I guess like let's say din mamon, he would say maybe like in the ritva, we'd say that you know you're able to be mocheret. I'd say that's my personal you know ability to be able to sell that item. So maybe he's just looking at the machlokas how we viewed it. Flip.
I think you're entirely right. I think it's what Yoni was saying also during morning seder as well. That typically speaking, lachem, I would think it has to be personal to the gavra that it should be mutter for me to eat. What the Shulti Gevurim is mechadesh is that lachem could be understood from a more objective perspective as a chefsa. That this object, this esrog shel arla b'chutz la'aretz, the very fact that it can be given to somebody else, that heter b'achila would qualify as lachem. We look at it as the chefsa, even though the word lachem implies it's this pasha pshat is going on the gavra, he understands it as lachem is going really on the chefta. That this chefta is mutter b'achila to somebody out there. The fact that I could give this to somebody else to eat defines this chefta as a yesh bo heter achila. That's a very, very important yisod moving forward in understanding lachem. We're going to encounter another five different sugyas related to lachem. Ma'aser sheni, demai, iser tevel, all of those things. This same issue is going to come up. Is lachem limited to the gavra that has to be permitted to me to eat? And if it's not permitted to me to eat, even though someone else can eat it, that's not lachem. And that sheet tells us rid. Arlas chutz la'aretz is aser. Or no, lachem is defined in a more objective, objective stance that at least somebody could eat it. The fact that someone's allowed to eat it. For example, chuma. Let's say chuma is aser to me to eat because I'm not a kohen. So for me to use chuma might be problematic. That's not lachem. But for the kohen, the Kohen could eat it. So objectively speaking, this chuma is yesh bo heter achila. It's edible from a halachic standpoint to someone out there, to Eli, let's say, to a Kohen, and that might qualify this as lachem. Or no, they view it as me. Since I'm not a Kohen, I lamais, I can't eat it. So that issue is going to keep revisiting itself. So that's Peshat Machokos Tosas Rid Shulti Gevurim, where lachem is din the gavra, that you personally have to be able to eat it, or it's the chepta has to be mutter to somebody. And we'll return again to this Tosfos Rit Shel Digiburim tomorrow, Mirtzo Hashem, or maybe even Tuesday. I think we have a Rav Lachman speaking tomorrow, I think, right? So Tuesday, Mirtzo Hashem, we'll get to Olas Chutz La'aretz. There are a lot of Marmakomos in understanding if it's there's a Mutter B'Hanah or not. And moving on to Shitas Rambam. What's Rambam's Shita in this Sugya? It's the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav Perches. Halacha Beis, I should have put Halacha Tes also on it. Halacha Beis, he just records all the different psulim. But Halacha Tes, Ches Tes, he writes, Kol Elu She'amarnu Shem Psulim Mipnei Mumin, all those that I listed previous to this, the Rambam writes, O Mipnei Gezel V'Gneva B'Yom Tov Rishon B'Vlad, Ava B'Yom Tov She'ini Im Shah Hayom HaKol Kasher, all those I mentioned already, it's only possible on day one, including Gneva and Gzela, but Yom Tov Sheni, it's Mutter, along with the other days. Va'pashlonus, shehi mishum avodah zarah, o mipnei she'osa esek asur ba'achila, those that were possible because of avodah zarah, or because it's asur ba'achila, bein b'yom tov rishon, bein b'shar yomim possible. They're possible the entire week. So, according to the Rambam, included in this category is esek shel arla, it's possible the entire week. So l'chora, you would think Rambam thinks is midin k'susim mechtas. Right? We said the nafkamina, whether k'susim mechtas or lachem is whether Yom Tov Sheni or not. So the fact that Rambam says it's possible the entire week, so l'chora he would hold it's midin k'susim mechtas. That should be the reason for it. Though we did point out that Bnei Yeshua seems to neutralize the nafkamina. Even if you hold it's midin lachem, you could still say it's possible the entire week because of low plug. But the Rambam clearly says it's possible the entire week. You look at the Rambam in Perish HaMishnayos. The Rambam in Perish HaShnayos writes, Arla v'truma t'meya, heim mechlal ha-dvarim ha-t'unim ha-srefa. These are among the things that require burning. Kemoshen esbar b'zroim. As he explained already, the Rambam already explained his Perish HaMishnayos and Seder Zroim. Lufika hu pasul l'maimer Hashem Yisbarach pri de'ela einem ru'un l'achila b'shem panim. What's the Rambam saying? Anybody pick up on this? Exactly. It's not midin lachem. He doesn't say lachem here. It's not midin k'susim mechtas. He doesn't say that. He says these things are b'chlal, the things that require sreifa. But he doesn't say k'susi mechtas. He says because l'ma'amar Hashem Yisbarach pri. Pasuk calls it pri eitz hadar. It's a chiddush. Not mentioned anywhere else as a requirement. The pasuk says so. The Gemara doesn't talk about it. I'm familiar. Made the Yerushalmi somewhere. But pri. Has to be a pri. And since these things are not edible, you can't call it a pri. A pri, peiros, is something that you could eat. But once the Torah says it's asati, tsereifa, it's asati, arla, it's asati, truma, timea, it loses its status of pre and is disqualified. So Kapas Tamam goes to this Rambam. He speaks it out very nicely.
Can't say that when he says it's supposed to be burning, it's really standing as his next year.
You can, but then why does the Rambam bring the word pre?
Saying that's
Susan Mechta should have been enough, unless you're saying that no, he's bringing the word, yeah.
And maybe he's just going more into depth about why. By other Susan Mechta, they just take Susan Mechta, and that's it.
Exactly, done. Case closed. Unless you want to get into the discussion, hey, Susan Mechta is only when there's a requirement of a shear.
Right, I mean, like they bring back the Nal or Zora. Like, I don't mean anyone spells it out. But maybe the problem is that you don't have a shoe anymore. Like,
right. So,
I'm saying we're assuming it says pre is because you're saying it's a lack in the pasuk. You're just spelling out the nature of what Kesusa Metsure does to an object. In other words, you're just spelling out more. And it could be like in other Rishonim, like this, or in Lord Zora and Ravon's, where he talks about that thing. It says. It's not even considered like a shoe anymore. You can't use something that's not an object. Well, at Dafka, that it's you just explaining more of what the idea behind Kesusa Metsure is. What's really the lack in it? And even though other Rishonim doesn't spell it out, he's just saying this what the problem is.
You would group them together with the Ritva and tell this to us.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay, most it's possible. I have to be more familiar with Sugya Ksusim Echtas, but most Achorim understand him as a different shot as the other Rishonim. But I hear what you're saying. Maybe he's bridging them together, that there's a requirement of a pre, and Ksusim Echtas undermines that.
Right.
There's a requirement of a now, Bechalitza, and Ksusim Echtas undermines that. I hear.
According to the Rambam, why doesn't the Gemara say pre? Like, why does it say Lachem?
Well, the Gemara never actually says Lachem. The Gemara just says there's no Achila and Dimamon. Rashi is Mechadesh Lachem, which is very reasonable. Rishonim ask on him. Susim Echtas is a better reason. And the Rambam is very short words. He says the word pre, and they all say, oh, where do you get? Nowhere else do we find anyone requiring pre. This is a new Chiddush the Rambam creates. The Kabbas Tamarim goes through this very nicely in Lama Dalam of Bez on the mission of Ra'isi the Rambam. He quotes his Rambam. He says it doesn't really make much sense. First, he begins by saying shetunim sreifa, they require burning. Sounds like he's talking susim mechtas. But then at the end, he goes on the reason lefish ein bohet achila. And ein bohet achila is based on lachem, not based on pre. They say you look at the Rambam perches halachates. He says the psul applies the entire week. So if it's lachem, it shouldn't apply the entire week. He's going back and forth. He's writing the whole shiur for us. If it's lachem, it shouldn't apply the whole week. If it's kusim mechtas, why is he write pre? So therefore, he concludes the Rambam thinks it's entirely different, as we just said, as Jake just said so nicely, that the Rambam thinks that tam heter achilo dimamon, that reason the Gemara lo nafka mi lachem. It's not learned out from the word lachem. El nafuk mi dechse pre et hadar, the requirement of a pre. And a pre that's aser ba'achila and has no mamon, lav pre mikri. And then chayven denafik din zem mitaves pre. And therefore, since we learn the word out, this psul from pre, the lechach pas the esek shotevel shaser ba'achila b'chol yomim. Therefore, an esek shotevel, which we'll get to another time, will be pasul the entire week. Because tevel is something that's aser to eat. You can't eat tevel until you've taken chuma from it, chuma samaisros. And since it's aser ba'achila, it would be aser the entire week because it's not pre, which we'll get to that sugya. And probably in a few days.
So in the Rambam, in what is Halachatet, where he combines right that he combines Avodah Zarah and let's say Arla, right? Things. So would he say that the reason why for Avodah Zarah would be also because it also doesn't have a heter achila to it, and therefore it's not considered a free?
Great point. He does combine them, right? Does he say? No, does he doesn't actually. He doesn't lump them together. He lumps Arla and Chuma Temeah. He does not mention Avodah Zarah here. You're talking about the Yachazak, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And the Yach, so it doesn't necessarily mean from the same reasoning, though. The Rambam doesn't talk about reasons in the Yachazak. The Psak is, they have a similar Psak.
Yeah, but it's not like you put them together because of the same reasoning behind them, no?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
You could, I hear you going, and right. According to what you're saying, then it'll be Ketuzei Mechtas, and then like what Yoni is saying, it really is Ketuzei Mechtas, like Tosus. And pre, you just have the positive says pre, and Ksusim Echtas, Mimela won't be a pre anymore.
Right.
So that might be, you're saying, the fact he lumped them together, maybe he's highlighting they're the same underlying reason. I hear that. Okay. You guys are working together nicely here. Sanhedrin. Fine. So this Shitas Rambam is very similar than the Shilti Giburim. But different. L'shut Yigburim explained that lachem is not lachem on the gavra that I personally can't eat it because arlis chutzlar is also to be eaten. It's lachem because someone else can eat it because you look in the chefza. The chefza has to be objectively a lachem to somebody out there. So to the Rambam is also focused very much on the chefza. That has to be a pre. Not necessarily that it's like mutter begavra to eat, but it has to be a shame pre. The fact that this is arla, the chefza has changed its status from being a pre to Afra Ba'am, whatever you want to call it, to a lav pre. It's aser, that Chuma Temeah and Arla is no longer a pre. So they're similar in the lumdus in terms of it's a focus on the chepsa more so than in the gavra, but two different sources. While the Rambam thinks it's midin pre, Eis Hadar, the Shulchan Aruch thinks it's midin lachem. And this issue, again, the chepsa gavra, whether it has to be personal to me or objective, will be a theme throughout the other sugyas that we're going to encounter. And there's just one final shita, Avraham Nahar. Avraham Nahar, he writes, Anybody see what he says?
Yeah.
He gives a different Torah, right? We've had, so far we had three. We had Lachem, Ksusei Mechtas, and Pri as different reasons. But he brings a different reason, and he thinks this is Pshat in the Rambam. Rambam again says, Shar Yomim, it's Pasul Midinis Rachila. It's Shar Yomim, sorry, anything that's Asr Bahana, Beachila rather, is Asr B'Shar Yomim. But Lav Milachem Nafka, he doesn't learn it from Lachem. Lachem means Lamashma El Mishalchem. Lachem he takes literally. Begavra, it has to be owned by you. Why does Lachem have anything to do with Heter Achila? Lachem has to do with Bailas. If I own it, it's Lachem. If I don't own it, if it's stolen, it's not Lachem. Why does Lachem have anything to do with Achila? So therefore, he rejects Rashi, it's not between Lachem. What's the taima? Mishum hakriveyu no'al fchasecha. Sheyakriv lemitzvah lefnei Hashem, mashe Torah ochachamim asr lo b'achila. So he says, quotes the pasuk that's used oftentimes in the context of karbanos. Karbanos, something that's asr b'achila, something that's a mum on it. You cannot be makriv a mum, and this is the source they point to certain mumim. That you have to, when you bring a karban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be entirely pure. So to hear, so since it's asr b'achila, the cham asr b'achila, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, that's not considered bring a karban, a pure karban. And that's the source he explains. And therefore, since it's about psul and the karban, the entire week of Sukkot would be asr to bring an esek shel arla. If it's asr to eat it, you can't bring a karban. So mimela the entire week it should be pasul.
But can you just say that with creates chadar that it has to be beautiful?
Interesting. So that might get into discussion how much hiddur is, you know, a physical thing, aesthetically, how it appears. Well, this wouldn't be a physical psul. You can't you can't notice the difference between an esek shel arla looking at versus one that isn't. They look the same.
But pasuk's talking not more, not like a physical.
Exactly. Some mum that you won't necessarily be able to tell, some halachic isser on it. So that's what this pasuk seems to include. And that's the reason for the Rambam. Yeah. That he brings, he says, I don't like the source of Lachem as the reason why you need a Chila. Right? The Gemara says that one of the requirements for Esog is it has to be Mutter B'Achila. And Rashi says, oh, because Lachem. And he writes, what does Lachem have anything to do with being a Heter Achila? Lachem has to do with me owning it. If I own it, it's Lachem. If I don't own it, if I stole it, it won't be Lachem. Why is Lachem being used to say that you need a Heter Achila? So that can't be the reason, he says. It can't be because of Lachem. So he finds another pasuk, which others use in other contexts, which we've discussed, Bishim Hakiveyu Nalf Chasecha. And you have to bring a karbon that is entirely pure. And something that either the Torah or the Chacham Asr B'Achila, that would not be considered a pure karbon. And therefore, it would be disqualified for the mitzvah of Esek. Since the Esek Shel Arla is Asr L'Achila, it would not be considered a pure karbon, for the pasuk Hikriveyu Nal L'Chasecha, and therefore would be disqualified, and therefore, since it's because of a mum, it would be disqualified the entire week. That's Pshat in the Rambam, he thinks.
What is the fact that I can't bring it as a karbon telling me about me being Yosi, me being Yosi, you know, whatever, my Chiyuv Esro with his Esro?
Great. So we discussed this, I think we discussed this, the one, the Shirim, right? At the end of last semester. By Tzavtva and Arvi Nachal, those sugyas we discussed, whether you're going to focus on the leaves or the stems and stuff. The discussion, I know Yoni and I had this discussion a few times, the Shimas talks about it. What's the nature of Dalet Minim? What's the purpose? What are we trying to accomplish here? Either the Dalet Minim, we're coming forward and being Mesameach and being Halel and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're waving these Dalet Minim during Halel specifically to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or more it's, we view it as a continuation of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, as more forms of tshuva and karbanos, and it's more serious tone. Not about simcha, it's more serious. And therefore we view it more as a karbon. And so once we view Dalet Minim as a karbon, as continuing kapara and tshuva, so then we understand very well why the Rav Avraham Minahar brings this pasuk. We mentioned discussion as well by Yavesh. What was the psul of Yavesh? What was the reason for that psul Yavesh? The Rabban and the Baal Mora argued. One of them said the reason why it's possible is because La Mesim Yaluka. because a yavesh is basically dead. If you're dry, lulav, a dry hadasim, it's dead. You can't bring praise if you're dead. La mesmi haluka, we say in halel. He must understand that dal minu is about giving halel, praise and simcha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I think it was the Baal Mor, one of them, I think it was the Baal Mor, says, no, this is the pasuk. A yavesh, you can't bring a dry, something dry to the karbanos. In fact, one of the psul mumen that Tosis brings is based on a bechor. You can't bring, if his ear is dried, that's possible for carbon. So too, the Baal Mor says, this is the source, you can't bring a dried out lulav, because it won't be a good carbon. So that machlokes, how to understand yavesh, goes back to this issue of how you understand the nature of dalaminim. Is it a halal and a simcha, or is it a carbon? And that's pshat in the Ramin Ahar. And that really concludes this sugya. There are really four different psulim. Again, just to quickly review, Rashi thinks it's possible midin lachem. Ritva thinks it's possible midin ksusim mechas. Tosus seems to think, he doesn't reject Rashi, he seems to say he likes both of them. They read both dinim are applicable here, both ksusim mechas and lachem. Then we said the nafkmina was whether Yom Tov Rishon or Shah Yom as well. Then came along the Rambam and thought midin pri, and Rav Ramin Ahar, he kreveyin al chasecha. Based on a different thing, the connection to carbon. And what we're going to do on Tuesday, Mirat Hashem, is discuss in further Arlos Chutzlarts. What's the din by that? The Tosis really is Mechadesh, that Arlos Chutzlarts, although it's Asir Ba'achila, it's Mutter Ba'ana. Mutter Ba'ana. But since it's, and the Shilti Gibram also agrees that it's Mutter Ba'ana, I can't eat Arlos Chutzlarts, but Mutter Ba'ana, I could give it to somebody else. They both agree on that point, they just argue by Lachem. But in terms of Arlos Chutzlarts, is it really so clear that it's mutter to get enough from Arlos Chutzlarts? So we're going to discuss that question, and we're going to do a Rambam and a Rav Chaim tomorrow, or Tuesday again, getting to the nature exactly of Arlos Chutzlarts. So I guess we'll stop here. We have 15 minutes on Mincha.